Now we have our second feature. Keith Skipper reviewed a book titled News from Knockdown End this week. Most of our listeners will be familiar with Keith's habit of inventing Norfolk place names. But rest assured this time, Knockdown End and Norton Subcourse are real places near Loddon. Jenny Pierce will read Keith's review.
I've heard it echoed so many times. Oh dear, if only we'd bothered to get all those golden memories down for future generations. So much regret packed into one wistful line, usually reserved for loss of a colourful character who had lived, worked and yarned in the same location for an entire allotment of time. Thankfully, there's a growing band of experts and enthusiasts alive to a constant need for turning some of our yesterdays into a rich seam of entertainment and information for tomorrow's world. It's been an integral part of my work as a writer, broadcaster and marteler for over six decades to spotlight creative spirits from literary luminaries like Malcolm Bradbury and Rose Tremain, to village chroniclers, dialect and limerick specialists, local history stalwarts and countless authors and publishers brandishing fresh volumes with that distinctive Norfolk tang. One of the most diligent disciples of this proudly parochial creed now turns a new page with his long-running writing adventures. Loddon-based Lynn Bensley's latest volume, in his first attempt of self-publishing, a bold route he hopes to pursue further as he explores the history and increasingly valuable heritage of his favourite southeasterly neck of the woods. The intriguingly titled News from Knockdown End is derived from a small hamlet on the northern bounds of Norton Subcourse, where Lynn grew up as his parents ran the village shop. It's a blink and you'll miss it sort of spot, never mentioned in guidebooks or marked on tourist maps. A veritable treasure trove of memories supplied by natives who lived and worked in and around this remote marshland outpost. They jostle for attention. Lynn is keen to acknowledge how this marathon is very much a collaborative effort and that it's often the humblest, more ordinary village folk who have the most extraordinary tales to tell. This soon becomes clear in contributions from Sidney B. Smith, Arthur Brum, and the life-affirming childhood recollections of Peter Randallson. His animated portrayal of village life for a schoolboy before, during, and immediately after the Second World War make for compelling read. Among the memoirs, anecdotes and observations, there are also a number of notable residents and onlookers, such as folklorist Jennifer Westwood, a popular figure on my Radio Norfolk Dinnertime show, author and biographer Janet Hitchman, controversial Edwardian novelist James Blythe, and that old fen tiger and yarn spinner W.H. Barrett. Blythe's novel, The Smallholder, first published in 1908 and set in Lynn's home patch of Norton Subcourse, underlines the author's loathing of the Smallholder Act. He feared it would attract townies and other ill-suited to the life of a market gardener. Blythe also attacked the EDP and its minions, who he claimed were too blind or mealy-mouthed to write about the barbarity of life in so many rural outposts of Norfolk, he often witnessed at first hand. I'm grateful to Lynn Bensley, a fervent champion of neglected East Anglian writers, for introducing me to Juicy Joe, a romance of the Norfolk marshlands. Blythe's scandalous antidote to any lingering good old days notions about rural existence at the end of the Victorian era. This remarkable novel from 1903 spared no feelings, and a stinging preface lining up his colourful cast makes Jeremy Clarkson seem like a good friend to Norfolk. A real image buster of a book, With a background in the printing world, Lynn has been beavering away for many years as a prolific contributor to a variety of national and local magazines. If at times irreverent, he is never dispassionate when covering such enlightening topics as skiffle, jazz, skeletrics, and the observational ravings of that former sausage king of Salford, comedian Al Reed. He's found room and time as well for extolling virtues of such home-growing delights as Arthur Patterson, John Knowlittle, Ted Ellis and Harold Freeman, while repeatedly sipping the boy John's vintage wine. His first two books, The Village Shop and The Book of Haddisko, deserve renewed attention, as they also document the passing of so many aspects of country life within living memory that have already gone with the wind. He looks back with pride and gratitude on those early days, sizing up delicacies of the sweet counter and tuning into colourful exploits and customers with an inclination for parochial storytelling. Years later, after much dental treatment, it seems only right to seek out those inhabitants who have thoughtfully committed their memories to paper. The captivating result is over 300 pages of golden memories and tingling images from five small villages with big parts to play in Norfolk's 20th century history. News from Nogdam End is on sale at £20 in local bookshops. For further information, ring Lynn Bensley on 01 508 520 120 or email him lynnbensley@hotmail.com.
Thank you, Jenny.